most greatest love he have for us. It was beginning in the paradise that the Lord was our creator. He gave us our life so intense that he breathed this breath in us nostrils, and he made us like his image, and we may be here in his creation as a ambassador from him. And yes, it was very good in the beginning, and then there happened something that the human beings, they turned their back to the Lord, and that was a very great consequences. He did not be in the paradise anymore. He might not be, they could not be with God, but God may had a plan for saving them. And then there came more eland between the struggle between Cain and Abel. Then Abel was slain dead, and through the thin there came the dead. And God did not want the people to be alone, and he would be with them. And then Abraham was called, and Moses came, and the law of the Lord came before his people. Adam and Eve, they died, but all the people after them died. But that is not normal, and it is difficult. And they got the rules of God to live. It was difficult for them, but they knew when we do the rules and listen to him, we will live in his nearby. He will be nearby when we do his rules in our lives. And he will be with them. He will give them peace. And still he wants us also to come to him every day. We cannot live without God. And at the end, in 2000 years ago, he sent his son to this world. And that was the changing, the big change in the world, that we could come to the Father again by the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, for he is the way to life, the way to the Father. And the rules he gave to his people, he will forgive our sins. And in his name he came here, in the name of the Father, and he lived a life without sin, and he gave his life. He gave his life for us. He took away every sin, every unrighteousness, and he died for us. He took all the pain and he took the punishment for us. He offered his own life, and forever and ever the sin is away when we believe in him and will declare that he is our Savior. And what he did 2000 years ago is enough for us all. for all the people in the world when they came to him and they come to him. If you come to him, he will take away your sins, your unrighteousness, your all the things which are no good. He will take away from you, and he will give new life. You will have a new life. We do not understand this all, but if you do it, when you do not run away from him, but you come to him, you turn your face to him, then he will accept you as his child. And you may say, "Here I am, Lord, I will do your will." And it is good. He is faithful to forgive all your sins. And when you realize that is such a great miracle will happen in your life. We are a generation, a special generation, because it is possible to turn back, to come back to the Lord and have an encounter with him, to meet him, and he will meet you. And he says, "Here I am." And you may say, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am, and I will follow you. Here is my life." And he will give us everything what you need in your life. It will not be a life very easy always, but you will be sure that he will give life through everything. He will be with you every day. When you go stand up and out of your bed in the morning, you can say, "Here I am, Lord, and you are with me this day. I am your child and you are my Lord." And he will be with you the whole day. And that is what he also said. "Be sure, I will be with you every day until the end." He is for everybody here. But he asked, "Come," and he says, "Trust me. Come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and I will forgive your sins." And think about it and do it. To believe is a verb. This is something to do. And we will help you with that. You can come here, or you can come to your brother or sister, and he or she will help you to meet him and to be with him every day. When you have questions about this, you can come. It is your choice, and it is for you. There will be a new covenant, a new unity with you. And it is forever and ever, and always. He gave his life once for all and for always. It is the best covenant, the best thing you can get. So, come to him. Speak to us, speak with us, ask us. Maybe we can help you, but you can come also yourself in your own chamber, in your own, when you are alone, and say to the Lord, "Here I am," and he will forgive you. And he will give you wisdom, and he will give you life. He will help you. He will even help you when you are ill, when you are sick. He will be with you. He will he will give you new life, and you will be reborn. And he knows who you are. I can your thoughts. I can your heart. I can your, I know your heart. I know the voice. I know everything already before you speak something. I know you totally. And that we will remember in the supper, the last supper he gave us. And that we will remember this morning. And so you can come to the cross, and you will have a new covenant with the Lord. And you will meet him every day, every moment of the day. He is there. Behold, I am with you every day. He is there. And when you find it difficult, or wherever you are, and you work, or is in a meeting with other people, you may be, you are with him, and he is with you. He leads you through all the things in your life. It is unbelievable. Nothing can divide you from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, his Son. When we have the Last Supper here together, I'll ask you, when you do not know the Lord, and when you have not given your life to him, then you can go, then you can let it go. But it is for everyone who knows I'm a child of God, and I know my sins are forgiven. So you are welcome when you know you are a child of God and your sins are forgiven. And you are not sure, pray to him and say, "Here I am, Lord, here I am. I will give my life to you." Amen. God bless you. So we may be the bride from the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, and be together with him. And when we live with him, we will be cleansed from all our sins and all our unrighteousness. So we will have the Last Supper together. And we ask you to come in the normal way we do it. Come through the midst, and from the sides you go back. And before we eat and drink, we will pray for a blessing. You may come in front. And while you go, we will sing a song to the Lord. You give new life. Lord, and you make me free. Your blood will cleanse me. And you took my place. In the offer you brought for me. And I am washed in your blood. And I am white like snow. Your blood took my place in the offering you gave for me. And I am washed, and I am white like snow. My Jesus, the Lamb of God, slaughtered for me. So we will pray. Pray for the wine and pray for the bread. Lord, we thank you that you gave your Son to us, and that you died for us, Lord, and that you took your sins, and we may say to you, I am yours. We thank you, Lord, and help us and cleanse us from all our sins, Lord. And we will tell all the things to you. Amen. And we take the bread. Thank you, Jesus, for your costly blood that you gave your blood for us as a forgiveness for our sins. Thank you for the power of your blood, Lord. And the power is as strong as then in the time you gave your blood. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we may praise you and worship you, and that we may remember what all you did for us. And still your blood will cleanse us and give us strength and power every day. Lead us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for everything, Lord. Amen. To the new covenant he gave to us. There are more children now. The eldest children in our midst, they may go to their own service. God bless you. Oh, they just got this. The special service for the children. Yes, that is good. It is good to be here together. And we may have the supper, the holy supper with the Lord. And we may worship him this morning. And we may be here before his face. And I have text, and we ask you to be in a good passion for him, in a good position also, that you know I am a child of God, because he is merciful. Thank the Lord, and make known who he is.